Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Everybody's been talking about this story. Antoinette Tuff, she's the hero who saved the lives of hundreds of elementary students, teachers, and staff this week in Georgia. Now, a gunman came into the Ronald E. McNair Discovery Learning Academy with, according to police, an AK-47 rifle, two bags of 500 rounds of ammo, and a car full of explosives. Now, before he could shoot anyone, he encountered school bookkeeper Antoinette Tuff. She wasn't armed. She talked him into turning himself in, as we can hear on this 911 call.
So hold on before you come. He's putting everything down. So he's going to get on the floor, so tell him to hold on a minute. So let him get everything together. He's getting it all together. Okay. Put it all up there. Okay.
He's put the weapons down?
Yeah. So hold on before you come. He's putting everything down. So he's going to get on the floor, so tell him to hold on a minute.
And he did indeed get on the floor, and police came in. I'm going inside her story with Antoinette Tuff. Good morning, Antoinette.
Good morning to all of you all.
Oh, my God. We listened to that 911 tape. It sends chills down our spines. What was going through your mind during that entire call?
God, please help me.
Wow.
And he did.
He really did.
He answered your prayer.
He really, really did. How was it, Antoinette, that you were, I don't know who else was in the office at that moment, but how did it end up that you were face-to-face with the gunman?
Well, I was actually not, I was actually due to come to the front office earlier. My actual principal had actually just started to change the rotation, and we had gotten some new staff members in. And so he had me, that was my time that I was supposed to be up there to relieve her. If I had been on time, the time that he actually came in, I would have been leaving. But I had just gotten some devastating news that made me actually leave late. So that actually put me there that time when I was there.
Did he threaten to shoot you at any time?
No, he pulled the gun up and fired a shot right there in front of me in the office. Ugh. To allow me to know that he was not playing.
Like through the ceiling, the floor?
He actually did it to the floor and raised the weapon up and everything to allow us to know that this was not a joke, that he was not playing, that he was there to get
done. Were there other people behind you in other rooms like that could see what was going on? It was just you and him?
It was just me and him. The other room that's actually attached to that room actually had a wall there and a door. So he could not actually physically see that anyone was in that room.
You sounded so calm throughout that. I mean, where did that come from? Did you ever?
Yeah.
I mean, was there any training that you had if you encountered something like this at the school? Did they provide that?
Well, they actually teaches us every month. We have like a tutor alert and. If we have a fire alarm, so we have actually every month we have to do these trainings. And also it came from my pastor. Between the two, it allowed me to know what did I need to do. My pastor showed us what we need to do and to stay calm and to just pray on the inside and not
be afraid.
My pastor is Apostle Ulysses Tuff in Atlanta.
Okay.
And you... Was it something he said to you on Sunday that in the sermon that he delivered that carried over to your work day?
Yes, he had just started ministering on this sermon called Anchor. And so I had gotten up that Monday and also that particular day and started studying that. He had my pastor is a person that he says, don't just be a hearer of the word, but be a doer of the word. And so he teaches us to take what he gives us in church and, you know, study to show ourselves approval. So I start studying that actual sermon that he had given on that Sunday.
And that paid off. Now, you said that he looked like this gunman, Michael Hill, that he was ready to kill when he came in that office. What gave you the indication that you could talk him into surrendering?
Well, really nothing gave me the indication because he was, you know, unstable, moving back and forth. He was just all over the place. And I just started praying on the inside. And just asking God, I just start reading inside of myself Proverbs 3. You know, acknowledge God in all your ways, and He'll direct your path. And I just start saying that, okay, Lord, where do I go now? What do I do? What do I say? I just start saying that in myself and asking Him, okay, God, what are we going to do? Show me. you know, show me what to say, show me what to do, how to do it. And I just started saying it, and I just started asking, as I was going on, every time he would say something, I would say, God, what do I do?
Now, and there was then a at moment point, that and Michael then at what left point, you. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. At what point did you start praying?
Well, I start when he first came in the door, you know, I was like, okay, maybe it was a joke. I didn't really think he was serious.
Mm-hmm.
But when he drew the weapon up to allow me to know and tell the other person that was in the room with me to go tell everybody that this was not a joke, I knew then that he was not playing. From the look on his face, and he didn't actually point the weapon at me, but he made multiple gestures of the weapon to allow me to know that he was not playing.
Well, what kind of changes?
Now, there seemed to be a moment, Antoinette, when he left, when Michael left and went outside and started shooting at police. Did you think about running, or was there an opportunity for you to ever get away?
It was. It was a couple of opportunities when he went outside, but he had already went out the door to where the children were and the staff. And at one point, he encountered the person that was over in the media center and looked him dead in his eyes and drew his gun and had his gun up. So I knew then that if I was to run, because I wanted to, but I knew that if I ran, that was going to give him an open space where all of the staff and all of the students were.
You are amazing. Beautiful person, beautiful
And
spirit,
everyone
really.
Thinks you're a hero, including President Obama. I understand he called you yesterday?
Yes, he did. That was the best call.
I bet.
What did he say?
He just wanted me to know him and his family was proud of me, and they thanked me for being a hero, and that they would love to get an opportunity one day to meet me.
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
So you guys don't make
and Tom Jordan, I've been trying to meet you for years. You know, my daughter was actually an HBCU student at TSU, Tennessee State.
Yeah.
Yes, and we've all talked about your cruise and everything, so it's a pleasure to actually have you and Jackie on the line. I know, Jackie, you're a part of Atlanta. You're in Atlanta today, so I appreciate you all calling me this morning.
Well, you can meet me. I'll be in Atlanta tomorrow night if you want to come to a comedy show. It's not saved, but you're welcome to come.
But that's how we get. We have to get all those that save and not save, right? We don't put any. We don't put any rammers on God.
I'd love to have you.
Okay.
Antoinette, when do you go back to work?
I don't know yet.
I'm saying when she get ready.
First of the year is probably good.
Now, I don't think our babies are going to last that long. We got to get budgets. We got to get budgets together. So we can't.
And bring your pastor, too.
Yeah, bring your pastor, too.
Okay.
Tell him, too, now.
It's not a safe show.
It's not a safe show. I'll see you in the green room tomorrow night.
Antoinette, thank you so much for being a hero. We appreciate what you did.
You are so welcome. You all have a great evening.